excuse me, can we just stop it there? I thought I'd just do a quick recap. Right. Bernie has been trying to get home to the 20th century, ever since he mistook the time bus for a night bus to Mitcham. But he's now been abducted by myself, that's Raymond, and my lovely lady, Hildegard. Meanwhile, the conductor, still aboard the time bus and trying to locate Bernie, has picked up Herr Grubermann, a blind zither player from 19th century Vienna. You can carry on now.
The Route Masters by Andrew McGibbon. Episode 3, On the Buses.
There we are, Bernie. Not too tight, I hope.
Where are you taking me? Why have you tied me to this chair with fluffy pink rope?
Well, that's hardly the way to talk to your new host. We want to make you comfortable. After all, you could be spending some time with me.
And me. This is my transporter, after all. Isn't it, darling?
Yes, darling.
Mind you, before I met Hildegard, my time tube was a tip. I tell you, this place needed a woman's touch, and since my golden lady arrived, everything's been spick and span. She's even added some feminine things, though bulkhead-mounted foot irons and wrist restraints seem a strange choice for a woman of today.
Oh, shut up, Raymond.
Do you mean that?
One more word, Raymond, and I'll desiccate you.
I thought you did.
You two are like some sort of sick double act.
Oh, do you think so? Hildegard's got quite a good voice, but my tap's not what it used to be.
You're a knob.
You're very kind.
I could curse myself for letting Bernie fall into Hildegard's hands. He's an innocent participant.
You must not blame yourself. I'm sure he's perfectly safe.
Herr Grubermann, I cannot thank you enough.
And Doctor, it was my pleasure. There is no one in the world who does it quite like Madame Dorothy. Is she not worth every shilling?
Looking at Madame Dorothy, I think you have a distinct advantage being blind. And given the frequency of your visits, I wouldn't be surprised if that's how you went blind. Anyway, that wasn't what I was thanking you for. Without your telepathic skills, it is likely that Freud would have ended up the laughingstock of Vienna.
It was nothing.
Hardly nothing, Herr Grubermann. Hildegard and Raymond turned Freud's inner circle of psychiatrists into a bunch of gibbering idiots. Inducing a state of 24-hour amnesia using telepathic suggestion was the only way to restore the status quo. On its own, that is an uncommon skill. Not one I would have associated with a blind zither player from 19th century Vienna.
I haven't always been blind, conductor. But I have myself suffered a curious amnesia as to what I was before the accident.
Accident?
Yes, conductor. I was knocked over by a tram, rather like the one you and I are sitting in now.
This isn't a tram, Herr Grubermann. You're travelling on a time bus, and I am a route master. Well, that's an improvement. Can you remember what happened?
Some of it is very hazy. It was Christmas Eve. I'd just been to the Lodi Planken to buy my wife a dirndl. The Osroj in Vienna. I recall looking both ways as I crossed the street, like you do, and...
Yes?
And...
Yes?
To be honest, it would be a lot easier without that awful music.
Interpolator. Thank you. Carry on.
Well, I swear this tram just appears from nowhere. Right in front of me. The last thing I saw with my own eyes were these lights, brighter than I have ever seen. Two of them. Then everything went black. And that is how it has been ever since.
What about your telepathy?
It was only afterwards I started to see and feel things in my mind. I could hear what people were saying and see what they were doing. I was given a zither by a dying street entertainer, and I have learned to play it with some skill.
To be honest, Herr Grubermann, it's not much of a skill you've acquired. You can only play one tune.
Maybe. But that tune has kept me from starving to death, and it's kept me sane. The trouble is, I keep crashing into people.
It worries me, Herr Grubermann. That you were knocked over by a bus that was, by your account, not native to Vienna.
Yes, but it was the three trams that followed that did the real damage.
Never mind. Just keep searching. He's bound to turn up somewhere.
I hope I am not speaking out of turn, but I can't help noticing that you seem to be doing a lot of talking to a pipe organ. And it seems to be talking back to you.
I'm sorry, I don't think you've been introduced. Herr Grubermann, I would like you to meet the interpolator.
I'm pleased to make your acquaintance. What a charming thing. An accordion set can talk to you. Perhaps I should give up playing the zither and get one of these.
Herr Grubermann, it's much more than just a musical instrument. Interpolator, run your revision.
Yeah, now lurking beneath the lush savannas of what was once the African continent, are the only surviving species of a once proud creature, the Pini. Every 1,000 years, one of them undergoes a form of spiritual elevation. He is uplifted to a position of great power, given the gift of transmutation and the ability to travel through time. How these mysterious gifts are bestowed is and remains an enigma. But today, we are fortunate enough to witness this rare event at first hand. And there, out of thousands gathered, we can see the one who is to be chosen.
Hi, everybody. My name's Raymond, but you can call me Ray.
How much longer do you intend to keep me tied up?
I'm so sorry, Bernie. I don't want to keep you imprisoned here. I simply have no option. But then, I'm a prisoner here too, you know.
This is hardly a prison, Hildegard.
You've no idea what it's like being all alone inside this transporter. A woman gets, well, lonely. Look, why don't we talk it over somewhere more private? Like my chamber? I'll untie you. Though, if you like, I can always tie you up again in there.
I'm perfectly happy where I am, thank you.
Hildegard, what are you doing?
Stop blubbing, you jellied macro follicle, and let me get on.
How can you seduce him right in front of me?
Well, because I thought you might like to watch.
Oh, well, that's different. For a moment, then, I thought I was experiencing the first flushes of deep, penetrating jealousy.
Well, I just want to make you happy.
Yeah.
Bernie?
Yeah, what?
You really are something, Hildegard.
Don't you want to see the real woman underneath all these tight, restricting clothes?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. I mean, no, I wouldn't.
Oh, go on, Bernie. I'll untie your knots if you promise to be a good boy.
Oh.
Raymond, monitor the controls for me.
Where are you going?
I'm going to entertain our guest.
But you said I could watch.
No, I said you could watch me seduce him. Now get back to the controls or I'll be forced to perforate your treacle vat. Come along, Bernie.
Treacle vat. Jelly follicle. I'm a fine figure of a flask. She's so cruel and heartless. Mind you, that's one of the things I like about her most.
You don't have to stand for that, you know.
Who said that?
I did.
Who are you?
I'm the other side of your personality.
But I didn't think I had another side to my personality.
Well, to be honest, you don't have much of a personality at all. So perhaps you should think of me as a divine spirit guiding you through this difficult time.
Okay. What do you think I should do?
You've been given the power to transfer yourself into anybody you want to. What would you rather be at this moment?
Well, at this moment, I'd rather be... Ah, I see what you mean. But I can only transfer myself if I'm in the same room as Bernie. And as you may have noticed, we're strapped into a metagenetic control pod, which is held in place by a bipolar variable crow-proton sheath. And my seatbelt's done up, too.
What are you talking about? Have you no brains? Have you forgotten what you are? You're a peony. And not just any peony. You've been chosen. Hand-picked. You are the peony weenie.
The peony weenie? Get out of my flask.
Look, you don't have to occupy the body of another person just to feel alive. You can stand proud on your own too. Well, let's just say you can stand proud. You can show Hildegard what you're really made of.
Sounds interesting. What do I have to do?
Listen to me and I'll tell you.
Oh, I see.
Now, you see, I was just waiting for this night bus when this old-fashioned Routemaster bus appeared out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I got on, thinking it was going to take me home. Instead, by way of some crazy bus conductor, it brought me to you.
Bernie, I do believe you're blushing. Have some more champagne.
Thank you. You know, you're very beautiful.
Thank you.
But there's something I don't understand. Why do you travel through time with that demented blancmange?
He has his uses.
What, his transport?
Without him, I would be unable to get around, it's true. Though without me, he'd go to pieces. Make that dribble away. I suppose I'd become his surrogate mother. poor little ectoplasm.
Why was it so important to steal Freud's paper on telepathy?
Oh, God, you're cute. But so many questions, Bernie.
Well, what are you? What, a collector, a thief, a plunderer, stealing things from the past and depriving artists of their greatest works? I mean, couldn't you find something more fulfilling?
At this moment, Bernie, there's only one fulfilling thing I'd like to do.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, Hildegard, please, please.
I know you want me.
Let's talk a bit more, Hildegard.
Well, don't you desire me?
I'd like to get to know you a bit better first.
Oh, how novel. Okay. Look, I'm from your future, Bernie. I'm the chief curator of the Triennium Institute. It's like your science museum, only 1,000 times larger and not so many French students. It's a vast underground complex, hewn out of alpine rock. The items I've been plundering, to use your word, may exist in your time, but by my century, much of the world you know and its treasures have vanished.
War?
Worse than that. Development, Bernie. Huge housing conurbations, giant warehouses. You see, accommodating an ever-growing and migrating population meant that antiquities were better preserved as tactile projections in a zonal entertainment matrix. The Triennium Institute was established to give a home to as many of these originals as possible before development or apathy turned them to dust.
Well, it all sounds very noble, Hildegard, but moving the Acropolis to a cavern under Mont Blanc isn't the same as stealing the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel.
Look, 50,000 years from now, historians will be looking at it, preserved underground, and what'll it matter to them? It didn't exist until I brought it to the Institute.
You're trying to play God.
Oh, Bernie, I'm not trying. I am. Look, the human race has been trying to play God ever since it invented the wheel. What people don't know won't hurt them. What I do doesn't hurt them either. And that's enough talking. Come here, tiger.
There we go, Herr Grubman. Lunch.
What is just?
It's lunch. Isn't that enough?
What colour is it?
Lunch colour. Why would that matter to you? You can't see it anyway.
No, conductor. But my sense of smell is more acute than yours.
I can't eat it either. I'm worried sick about Bernie and what that woman will do to him. To say nothing of Raymond.
This Raymond intrigues me. He can become anyone he wants. Yet instead, he prefers to live in a jar like a 10-year-old pot of Heinrich Schlucker's apricot chutney. And he manages to smell twice as bad.
Well, a yellow-stained mucilage can't exactly take regular baths.
Perhaps he could keep his lid on more often. Strange, though, is Hildegard's voice. It seems very familiar to me.
I don't see how. You couldn't possibly know her.
Maybe it stirred something that hadn't been stirred for years. Which is more than can be said for this gruel.
Oh, Hildegard.
Yes, Bernie.
Oh, what are you doing?
Why, do you want me to stop?
Oh, Hildegard.
Hildegard, gooey.
Was that you?
No.
Gooey, I'm down here, Hildegard.
Is that Raymond? Raymond? Bernie, darling, be a sweetie and turn on the lights, would you?
God, Raymond.
What have you done?
I did it for you. Look, I've rejoined my species.
You're disgusting. Go away.
Oh, I don't believe it. He's a penine.
No, that's a peenie.
Peenie-weenie, if you don't mind. I'm proud of who I am, and I'm ready for action.
Raymond, you're... What are you doing, Bernie?
If you don't return me to Mitcham, South London, right now, this gravichroma spray will turn you into a salamander.
Bernie, sweetie, that weapon's very dangerous. Its effects can't be reversed. Please be careful.
I can see you're both getting along fine, so I'll be heading back to my flask. Sorry if I interrupted anything.
Stay there, you tumescent twit. Our guest apparently wants to leave.
You won't forget to sign the visitor's book, will you?
Raymond, instigate a tube-wide stage 3 phlebotomy and redirect the exit vector flaps to Mitcham Bus Garage in South London. Enter this time and zone code. 10110022231045500876853. Do it now.
What came after the tube?
Oh, you helmet.
Anyway, I can't reach the controls from down here. You're going to have to pick me up.
Oh. Never mind, I'll do it myself. There you are. Mitcham Bus Garage, home sweet home. A shame you're leaving us, Bernie. You are so keen.
Could you close the door? It's very drafty down here.
Sorry, Hildegard. Maybe another time.
You'll be aching to come back to me before you know it. See you, lover. Bye.
Oh, at last. So nice to be home. Good old Mitcham Bus Garage. Oi, mate. Excuse me, are you going to Mitcham Lane?
Hello, Bernie.
Hello, do I know you?
Of course you do. I'm your driver. Come on in.
Mitcham Lane, please.
Mitcham Lane.
Yeah, Mitcham Lane. When is the bus leaving?
You're a one. Oi, watch out, here comes the supervisor. Oh, dear.
What is going on?
Hasn't this bus left, Theo?
Oh, hark at him.
Listen to me, Sunshine. I'm giving you a warning. Your crate is backwards by next week if you don't mend your pulpitude. Do you hear me, you waxy thong? Sorry about that, Bernie. We've got some right liquid all sorts working for us. Where are you going?
Mitcham Lane, please. Yeah, how do you know my name?
Oh, it's written all over your retinium, mate, yo. Cleave you denario, or are you a plastic vendor, sir? Doesn't matter, either will do.
Why are you talking like that?
Talking like what?
Oh, never mind. Look, I've got a pound coin here somewhere. Oh,
really? So you might want to keep that safe. Not many of those about.
No, there won't be when we sign up for the Euro.
Right little squatting encyclopedia you are.
Yeah.
Mitcham Lane. Well, I'm going that way as it happens. I'll sit warm and moist if that's all right with you, sir. Come on, there's no one fretting a singe. We're late to you. Get this bus nodded.
Why do I always sit next to the nutter?
Next week, we'll have a go at Smack My Bitch Up, Recorder and Woodblock. But let's finish the programme by singing everything we practiced today. Three, four. Relax. Don't be rich. When you want to talk to me, we'll talk, talk to me. Relax. Don't be rich. When you want to...
May I say, conductor, what an eminent tutelage I'm receiving from your marvel of a musical friend. I can almost play another tune on my zither. Listen.
Yes, I think I prefer the original. Excellent. The interpolator has located Bernie. I can't imagine why they would want to go there either. There's nothing worth plundering. They've left him behind. Typical. We'd better get him before he's noticed. He's probably already very disorientated. I'm sorry, Herr Grubman, but I'm going to have to cut your lesson short.
No matter, I've learned quite a lot already. Relax. Such tune would send me to sleep. I won't make any money playing that one.
Are you married, Bernie?
No, I'm not.
I am. You don't know what you're frying, mateo. It's a come call, I'll tell. Ah, she's a lovely mess, though. All creamy and spiked. The farch-neck, lang-hopperty, crimble-humble, sir. It's most keel.
Look, I'm sorry, I don't want to be rude, but I've had quite a few days of this, and I'd just like to be left alone, please.
Are you not finding me pleasing and entertaining, sir?
Not really. In fact, I think you're a bore, actually.
Bore? Bore? Bore?
Bore, 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 bore.
Oh, what is going on?
Oh, it's not good enough, is it? I knew it wasn't. You didn't enjoy it, did you, Bernie?
Enjoy what? Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give you fright, yo. Minamenkli, I'm Spike here. You're the first person to Venturo here in a week.
You what? Why, is there a bus strike or something?
What is a bus strike?
What?
You don't sound nativian to this conurb.
Conurb?
You're not from Greater Croydonia.
Croydonia?
Wow! You've no chip in bed. I thought you talked funny.
What?
You've no identity, old chip, under skin.
Get off my arm. Here, let me off this bus.
Of course. I'm just saddled you didn't enjoy it.
Enjoy what?
The revision. You're not the only one. I just can't figure out where I climbed out of the graph. I thought people would flume to see what it was like to tilter on an old Londonian.
This isn't a real bus, is it?
No, of course not.
And this isn't really Mitcham Bus Garage, is it?
No. But it's as close as I could get from the granary pictures.
What?
You look a bit truffy. I'll get you a flip of aqueous. Bubbly or still.
Where the hell am I?
Hell? That's a great word. You're inside the Greater Croydonia Entombment Crucible. I've been bridging one of the coactive lozenges, with little success.
So, this isn't South London?
South! What a great word! London? Well, that was a long time ago.
Well, what year is it?
MMCCXXXV.
In numbers?
Oh, we're not allowed to use numbers in here.
Wait, hang on, I can work it out. It's MMCCX... 2235?!
There's a man down there using numbers, and I'm not picking up any kind of signio. I think he's a non-inbed.
He's not from this canner.
Does his muggle match with any on the ream?
Mm-mm. He's a complete out-of-bow flower. The alpha scan's confirmed up at Nomenclium. It's Bernie.
Oh, this could be peak. We haven't had a non-inbed in the Crucible for years. That's tonight's broad ram conquered. I better flay you down and report him. How do I look?
You look galvanic. Total prime life.
It's your turn next. Where are me wings? Ah.
I'll dare the dampener direct to the clip on the sub-edio triad's rotor pod.
Just you try and I'll slap you.
Ballow!
Steady, love.
417712,
don't get to buy.
So you've rented this
space? I've bridged a coactive lozenge, Bernie.
All right, coactive lozenge then. And you've been trying to get punters to visit an interactive mock-up of Mitcham Bus Garage at the end of the 20th century. No wonder they're about to pull your plug.
Every scren I've got into this.
You're one sad git.
Rouge, please, for two people.
Oh, that's all we need now. You're an out-of-out flower and my lozenge has failed. We're for the prime light now.
Amazing. 2.5 centuries of civilization and people still talk absolute bollocks.
Spikey, Basementy and Bernie, you are under light. You know the penalty. Spikey, Basementy, on behalf of the Crucible moderators, I, Puny Troll Fearless, am pleased to tell you that your lozenge has been chunkled over. Bernie?
Yeah?
Bernie, you are not in bed.
I know Mummy's let me stay up late.
That's a capitular discor. I don't have to remind you, that carries a trip to fornication.
Sounds great.
No talking. Confessor on the prime gram only. Hooey, love, do I have feed? Can I will down the next time pie?
Into.
Okay, stand by my...
A new story could be made into news for tomorrow. Yes.
We're pulling up next to a tactile projection of Mitcham Bus Garage, 235 years after the original was pulled down. Bernie will stick out in this century like a Bakelite jockstrap. Herr Groopman, I have to find him. Stay here and don't let anyone on. I'll be as quick as I can. Remember, don't let anyone on.
I will do what you ask. So... It's just you and me, my warbling wonderbox.
Welcome to the News Cube. And we have some breaky-wakey news unchunkled some momenteers ago. There's a story unfolding outside the coactive theme lozenge in Greater Croydonia. Cunitrol Fearless has the latest deal. Fearless?
It's one non-embed Namek Bernie and one failed lozenge holder Namek Spikier Basementi. Bear with me, Naru. Do you confessor to the charge ball?
Yeah.
Hi, Mum. I should be home soon.
I'm sure she'll be watching you tonight, Bernie. Here we have one true delinquo and one sad git. Back to you in the News Cube.
Thank you, Fearless, and there'll be more on that story for the next 5 or 6 years. That's it from all of us here in the News Cube. Ciao for now.
Bernie, old chap, at last.
Conductor, thank God you're here. How did you find me?
Look in your pocket.
The gentleman's relish?
It acts as a temporal beacon.
I'm glad it does something, because it tastes like shit.
What are you with these two? They're both under my presurity. I've got the placement in prime light.
Security guard.
Why didn't you say that before?
Bono! What did you tell him?
I told him that you were under contract to another security guardian.
Security guardian?
I'll explain later. We better go before we attract any more attention.
They won't ever leave us alone now. We'll be prime light for years.
Conductor, this is Spikea.
Are you the owner of this micro theme park?
Yes. The Mitcham Bus Garage Experience. Have a flare.
I've never seen anything so pathetic. Mitchum is spelled with an A, not a U.
Wow! This is a real Route Master bus. In immaculate conditio. I could make my lozenge really stand out with one of these.
This bus is not for hire, Spikey.
Look, where are you all tilted?
As far away from this Arndale hellhole as we can get.
Could I flare down with you? There's nothing for me here but Fameo and fly on the forehead specials. I'm defunct, spiked up, well creamed.
Well, I don't see why not. Climb aboard. Come on, Bertie. The time bus is leaving.
Could I interest you in a 3-year Syndicatel series of crime lights? 417712.
Where have they gone?
Oh, follow!
So, conductor, you're saying that in the future, security guards or guardians act as news reporters for national networks and are paid a commission for every misfit they catch?
No, it's far worse than that, Bernie. Think of those TV shows made up of security videos that are so popular in your time. By the year 2235, the only news available to citizens is that which shows other citizens being slightly less boring than they are. The Crucible corporations don't want anything really important to stop people being entertained, as they say. Inevitably, the security guard of the late 20th century becomes the electronic news gatherer of this time period. And if you're caught doing anything out of the ordinary, you are punished by being made famous. They can turn the most boring, mediocre, and uncharismatic person into entertainment. It's like being on the front page of your The Sun newspaper every day for 2 years. And look what that did to Anthea Turner.
Quite. Well, I suppose your driver's anxious to take me home, then.
What did you say?
I said your driver's anxious to take me home, then.
I told you never to mention the driver.
But why?
Because.
Yeah, but...
No! Interpolator, what's happened to you?
Stop playing those awful tunes, that's what...
No, Bernie, this is serious.
Wow! Lookio! Air Groovement's instrument, it's motormorph into other woods.
Sounds like a duck's wound having an enema.
We'll have to find out what's gone wrong. Driver, let's go. You'll get your voice back, my friend. Hold on tight, everyone.
In that episode of The Route Masters by Andrew McGibbon, Amanda Donohoe was Hildegard, Andrew McGibbon was Raymond, Carl Minns was the conductor, Owen Evans was Bernie, Andy Mulligan was Herr Grubberman, Sophie Aldred was Spikeer, Nick Romero was the Cockney driver and Cunitrol Fearless, Dan Friedman was Cunitrol Brave, and Alex Lowe was the virtual inspector and the voice of the interpolator. The theme tune was written by Ozzie Temple and other original music by Nick Romero. Additional material was written by Rob Colley and Kevin Greening. The programme was produced and directed by Julian Mayers.